our first period wasn't acceptable, Kelly. That was just a real poor effort on our part. We didn't win any battles. We were killing penalties 5-on-5. Our compete wasn't there. That was the most disappointing thing. You know, you get down 3-0 to this team. That's a huge mountain to climb for us. I know I let you down, and I'm sorry for that. There's a million things that I take back. But like I said, we were better in the second, better in the third. Just, you know, I'm talking about in terms of our compete, battle, all that kind of stuff. Certainly, you know, we gave up 2 more net front goals in the second. We're not talented enough to step on it. I think you can play with a team like this. You got to come out, compete, battle, and work hard. And I said, you know, we don't have many chances left. I said, you're never going to get that first period back again. If we give up now, that would mean they've won. Life's too long to make mistakes. Around the corners where they wait. Pain is hard to keep at bay. But remember, don't let it slip away. There's a lifetime ahead of us. Just on the other side of this mess. Don't let it slip away. Hold it tight, hold it close. The worst part's over for the most. Just catch your breath.
George with a shot! That was the loudest train horn I've heard here in the Sanford Center all season long. Bemidji State. They show the replay up here. DeGeorge with the initial shot. It went up and off of who was standing on that left side. That was a great big play. Bemidji State finally gets on the board, puts one past their former goaltender, Lauren Bench. Yours on hold. Even when your feet you never fold. It won't be long till your heart turns cold. Life's too long to make mistakes. Around the corners where they wait. The pain is hard to keep at bay. But remember, don't let it slip away. Hold it tight, hold it close. The worst part's over for the most. Just catch your breath.
Bemidji State looks for a better start and a better outcome in Game 2 against the Minnesota Gophers. The puck drops in just 30 minutes, but first, our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.